You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
And as our brother Stewart was saying, we're speaking about a few verses here from the Gospel of Matthew. The theme is salt of the earth and light of the world. And as you were listening to these verses, I would like us to think about how and why and what difference this makes in our lives and what difference this may make in the world around us. And first, though, let's remember the context of these verses. Our text today follows the verses of Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12, which is called the Beatitudes, which is the start of the Sermon on the Mount. Remember that it's Jesus saying these things to his disciples, his followers. The verses of Matthew chapter 5, verses 2 to 16, are based on who Jesus is and what he did for us, and as a result, who we are. So if you are a follower of Jesus Christ today, I want you to just stop and check your Christian life. If you haven't taken that decision to follow him, I want you to reconsider this. Just think with me about them. The verses are not just some generic advices about how to live a nice, cool life. No. Rather, the verses of today are about our identity in Christ, our new identity, which is taken from him. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. What does Jesus mean when he tells his disciples that they are the salt of the earth? Well, salt was used in a number of different ways in ancient times. Salt was an important ingredient in the life of people. Salt was used to preserve their different kinds of meat. So it was as important as having a fridge at your house, actually. Salt also flavored the foods they ate. Yes, in the ancient times, salt was so, so valuable. The Greeks, for example, thought it contained something divine. And the Romans sometimes paid their soldiers with salt, which meant that a soldier who didn't carry out his duties was not worth of his salt. So what Jesus is saying to his disciples and to us today is, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, living the Christian life, you matter. You do matter. You have an important role to play in this life because you are made to be the salt of the earth. In other words, you are a seasoning agent. In a sense, you can bring the very distinctive flavor of God's value to all around you in life. Jesus is describing the identity of those who belong to him and are in his kingdom. Jesus doesn't say that you have some salt. He says that you are the salt. Jesus' disciple has an effect on people around them. This is the simple idea of salt, to make a change, to make an effect, as our brother Paul was telling the children and us today. So it means that we will have an effect. And I want you just to think, throughout your journey of faith, how many people, how many Christians have affected your decision to follow Jesus? How many of them have affected you in a really good way through their good deeds, through their salty words and deeds into your life? Through the different lifestyle that spoke to you strongly, that made your life tasty. The world around us is continuing to shift and continuing to decay as it walks further and further away of God's salvation. So we cannot ignore what is happening here. We cannot keep the salt to ourselves. What Jesus is telling us is that we are putting the characteristics of being his followers into practice. We are going to speak to the people and act in a way that helps the situation so that God would be glorified. We react differently. We deal with people differently. We understand the world differently. We put Jesus into practice. And we notice that the rest of verse 13 is a warning here. If salt has lost its taste, it's good for nothing. Jesus warns us that followers can lose their ability to be the agents of transformation when our lives are not pure, when our lives are not righteous, when we aren't that effective in our world. And by losing our taste, we are losing this very special characteristics of following Jesus to be effective where you are. We might be worthless. When those who claim to be disciples fail to be hungry and thirsty for Jesus and his glory, when we lose this effectiveness in the world, what would we be? Salt of the earth shows that we are not allowed to turn inward and only live our Christianity to ourselves. We must affect the world. And as we live our daily lives, we must be in contact with the world around us. We must be in contact with them in a way that would season them in godliness. Our words will be gracious. Our hearts will be pure. Our attitude will be poor in spirit. Our actions will be merciful. And our minds will be focused on Jesus. So we must ask ourselves if you are still salty. When people interact with you, would they recognize that you have something different? Or have we lost our taste? Have we lost our saltiness? Are we embracing our identity as salt of the earth? Are we pointing people towards Jesus and his gospel? Are we showing them the glory of him? When I was in the army in my country, as we were going into the place where we eat together, hundreds and thousands of the soldiers, the food would be plain without any salt. They might use it as a punishment, actually, because it's so horrible. But anyway, the most gift, The most amazing gift that you can be given by someone else is someone can have some salt in a small bag in one of the pockets, and they will distribute it together. Being the salt of the earth can make a difference. And then we move to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Can you see these small lamps? I have some like them at my house. And when it's very dark, once you turn it on, that would be different. I guess that's the same at your houses. Yeah? But do they look the same? Yes. Yeah? Can you see? But actually, one of them is working effectively. The other one doesn't work. But from the outside, yes, they are the same. But one of them is nothing. One of them is good for nothing. And we can see here the second picture of the identity that Jesus gives to his followers. Jesus' followers are the light of the world. Jesus gives two illustrations in verses 14 to 16. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. People do not light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand to give the light to the house. And I want you to just have a thought about the world around us. Because it just takes us one look at the news to see what's happening here. You will see horrifying anger, hatred, crimes, diseases, divisions, broken relationships, terror, and so on. Social media is dark. Politics is dark. It just seems horrible. And with this darkness in this world, we are tempted to cry out to God and say, "Where are you in all of this darkness?" We need light, and we can be crying out to God for light. But if we did so, God would just grip our shoulders and look us in the eye and says to us, "I have said it. You are the light." It just reminds me of something happened with Stephen, my son who's 2 years old. A few months ago, he was playing at home, and he has a very favorite small ball. And he started crying, and he tried to express that he lost the ball. Crying and crying for an hour. I nearly cried because of that. And I tried to look everywhere in the house to find the ball. After an hour, we found out that the ball was stuck in his clothes, and we were looking. So we can be doing the same. We can be looking around us, crying out to God for light. And He made us to be the light. This is the fact. And what does it mean that we are called the light of the world? What does light represent? As we are thinking about the answers for this question, I want us to go to the Gospel of John. Chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So Jesus called himself the light of the world. And he calls his followers the light of the world. How does this work? Well, it's both. Jesus, of course, is the light of the world. He is the light who shines in the darkness and gives life to people. And we, as human beings, we cannot generate any light on our own or give life to anyone, ourselves included. But having received the light of Christ, now we reflect and radiate the light out to the world. And this is our job. So how amazing, if you think about it, is it to consider that the shining of this great light into the world, as seen perfectly in our Lord Jesus, is now described by Jesus as the identity of his followers. Incredible. Amazing. So let's not shy away from it. We have light that we have received that is powerful and life-giving. So don't hide your Christian life. Let it shine. Let the world know what gives you life. The saving gospel, the good news of Christ, is not just for you. It's for everyone. All the people in the world need what we have, Jesus. It might be through one-to-one conversations. You talk with the people you know, your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your colleagues, your classmates. You have opportunity to spread the light like a lamp shining in the darkness. It might be through teaching and preaching inside the churches for adults and for children. It might be through different churches' ministries, through the different kinds of evangelism ministries. We, as Christians, should be helping to spread the light of Christ in this very sin-darkened world. So what's the purpose of being light? The last half of verse 16 answers this question. It says, so that they, the world, may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We know as Christians that we are saved by grace through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So there is nothing about your good deeds, your good works. There is nothing about your salvation related to your good deeds. But good works can never save us. Yes, that's true. But when it comes to your new life in Christ, God has designed you, has equipped you to live a life of love and full of good works. Yes, you don't need good works to be saved, but the world around you do need them. Our good deeds are not just helping people. Our good deeds are to be the shining of the light of Christ in the darkness of this world. The goal is for people to see the very distinctive difference in your life that Christ makes. People will see Jesus in and through you. People will give praise, thanks, and glory to your Father in heaven. Brothers and sisters, Jesus gave us something of him. He made us salt of the earth and light of the world. Are we aware of that? Or we just forget? Are we thankful and grateful to him? Are we effective in our good deeds so that people would glorify and follow our Lord and Savior? Are we pointing people to Jesus and his gospel? I want us to think about the world around us. Where can we be salt and light? Where can we advance the kingdom of our Lord in this darkness of the world? Might be write down some names. You will find out that there are many around you who live in this darkness. Write down some names and start keep praying for them. Just think about some activities that you can do and be involved to serve God in your very corner of this world. Don't think that you don't matter. You do matter. Because of Jesus, who made you salt and light, you do matter. Brother and sister, just go ahead and be who you are. Salt of the earth, light of the world.